AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden had lunch at a restaurant in Washington, D.C. as he pushed his American Rescue Plan, which he says helps more than just restaurants.
For a typical family of four, making about $110,000 means a $5,600 check you'll get.
Former President Donald Trump still banned from Facebook.
Facebook suspended Trump's account indefinitely 4 months ago for inciting violence before the Capitol riot. The social media giant's quasi-independent oversight board says it agreed with the suspension, but not with the length.
Indefinite penalties of this sort do not pass the international or American smell test for clarity, consistency, and transparency.
Co-chair Michael McConnell says the board is now giving Facebook 6 months to decide whether to lift the suspension, extend it for a set time, or permanently ban Trump, who also remains suspended by Twitter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Atlanta Police Department has to reinstate an officer charged in the death of a black man last summer because city officials failed to follow procedure or due process before he was fired.
Garrett Rawl filed an appeal, and the Atlanta Civil Service Board ruled he was not afforded his right to due process. L. Chris Stewart is the lawyer representing Brooks's family.
We find it mind-boggling that our elected officials and the former chief weren't aware of the proper procedure to fire an officer.
Officers found Brooks had fallen asleep in his car in the drive-through lane of a fast food restaurant. There was a struggle. Brooks grabbed a taser from one of the officers and fled. An autopsy found he was shot twice in the back.
Was that done to temporarily pacify the protesters and the people around the world that were upset?
Rolf's lawyers say their client acted appropriately. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Two young California men are found guilty and sentenced to life in prison for the summer 2019 stabbing death of an Italian police officer in Rome. 60 years ago, NASA sent its first astronaut into space.
The liftoff and the clock has started.
On May 5th, 1961, Shepard rocketed from Cape Canaveral.
What a beautiful view.
Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company is opening ticket sales today for short hops from Texas launched by a rocket named New Shepard. Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic aims to kick off tourist flights next year.
We welcome you back to planet Earth, and thanks for flying SpaceX. For those of you enrolled in our frequent flyer program, you have earned 68 million miles on this voyage.
That's a lot of frequent flyer miles, and that's how the latest crew of astronauts were greeted by NASA when they returned to Earth Sunday. Elon Musk's SpaceX will use the same capsule to launch a billionaire in September, along with a pair of contest winners and a hospital worker. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.